$20. Back. $20. $20. $20. $20. Front.
Last time, I gave you a quick demonstration of iNote, the new app from the Bureau of Engraving and Printing of the U.S. government. The app provides identification of U.S. paper currency. And I had only played with the app about a day or so before I did that demo. I wanted to learn more, so I contacted the Bureau of Engraving and Printing and hooked up with Don Haley and Peter Johnson. Welcome to our program.
Thank you for having us, Steve.
Thank you.
Don, first of all, what is your position with the Bureau of Engraving and Printing?
Steve, I'm the Office Chief for External Relations at the Bureau, which means I'm the official spokesperson, and I work with congressional offices, media relations, public tour, visitor center, historical resource center, and public education program.
Very good. And Peter, yourself?
I am the Associate Director and Chief Information Officer for the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, and that means that I'm responsible for all of the computer equipment that the Bureau had to produce currency.
Of course, we've had a lot of conversations over the past few years about the accessibility of U.S. currency, the paper bills that we carry. And there's been some court actions and all kinds of things going on. But recently, your group have released a new app for the iOS systems, meaning the iPhones, iPads, and iPod Touches, that is out there to help blind and visually impaired people identify paper currency. It's called the iNote, and it is one of two or three apps that are out there now that perform similar type functions. Tell me how the idea for the iNote came about and how it happened.
Well, after the court ruling, I had just joined the Bureau, and being in the technology area and wanting to support the Bureau as best as I could, and seeing that mobile phones were being sold by the carriers with cameras, I started looking to see had anybody started looking at applications to recognize objects, because a mobile phone is really nothing but a computer with a radio, and if it has a camera at the time, with a camera. It's just a little mini computer. So I started looking to see what was available in the academic and commercial world, and there was some activity ongoing, little sporadic activity to do image recognition with a phone, primarily supporting the blind and visually impaired community. But nothing to do currency. So that started the program a few years back, where we really thought that we could put something together to use a device that somebody might also carry, certainly not as a replacement for other activities that the Bureau was doing to actually make the currency itself accessible, which is the main ruling from the court, but something that we could put together now and offer as an interim solution using technology that somebody might already have. So that was really the genesis of the program.
What has been the response to the app so far that has been out here just a very few weeks?
The response that we've seen has been, for the most part, very positive. We've seen different reviewers, different people who are blogging and talking about it, comment that they like the fact that the government has reached out and put an app out there. They like the fact that it is a free app from the App Store on Apple. So generally, we've seen very positive results.
The Android operating system is getting a lot of attention as well, and beginning to have more and more products that are accessible and work on it. Will there be a version of the iNote for the Android operating platform?
At this time, we don't have a definite plan for Android. Android presents a unique challenge for any type of software developer. The Android platform is what the development community would call fragmented, meaning that there's so many different phones, so many different manufacturers, and so many different versions of the Android operating system that run on different phones. That sometimes makes development of an application a challenge, and that a developer might have to have several versions of an application just to run on a specific phone from a specific carrier. We are going to gauge the success of iNote and determine if we are going to go down another path. But at this time, we do not have a specific plan to look at any other technology.
Don, maybe you would want to address other things that are taking place right now with the Bureau there to help make paper currency more identifiable?
INOTAP is just one of a variety of measures that the Bureau is currently working on. Right now we have some recommendations into the Secretary where we would deploy a tactile feature on currency, United States currency notes. We would continue with the large high contrast numeral, and we would also develop a supplemental currency reader program to help blind and visually impaired individuals be able to denominate currency now. And really that's what the iNote app does. Even when that time comes that we deploy a tactile feature on the note, there's going to be a length of time where older series notes will not have the tactile feature on it. So really what the iNote app does right now, it denominates currency. It denominates all series from 2006 forward. And that's what the Supplemental Currency Reader Program will also do. So the Bureau's pretty pleased with the progress we've made providing meaningful access. We've reached out to a lot of the different stakeholders, a lot of the different associations, talking to them about what our plans are, taking some samples of different tactile features, different patterns, different materials, and letting people actually touch and feel and give us a lot of feedback on it, so that we want to make sure that we deployed the most durable, useful type of tactile feature.
Many times when it comes up to talk about computer programs and things, one of my advice things that I always give people is never buy version 1.0. And of course, that's where we're at with the iNote. So what do you think will be happening? What enhancements are you feeling will be coming with the next release of this app as it begins to improve and actually become a better app?
We would certainly gauge any user feedback that would be either reported in different user blogs that we're monitoring, direct feedback that we have at an email address that we have. If people need additional information on how to use the app, there is a website that we do have stood up, www.inote.gov, does have additional user instructions on it, because we felt that we needed to put a few more user instructions out there to tell people how to switch between the various modes of operation. But as far as planning another release, certainly any other release would incorporate any new currency designs that we would release here from the Bureau. They would also... We might have to upgrade the application if Apple itself changes the iOS operating system. That would necessitate a change from the development side.
Is there an email address if people want to send email to you that they can use?
They can go to moneyfactory.gov, but we also have inote.gov, and they can send an email to inote@bep.gov.
All right, that's inote@bep.gov, and BEP is Bureau of Engraving and Printing.
Yes, it is.
Let me talk about the iNote. I've done some interesting experiments, and in my day job, I happen to work for a bank, and I brought our head of security to my office, had him bring his box of counterfeit money in. Now, it's kind of weird to think that I've got a huge box full of counterfeit money on my desk, but I did, and of course, it's made very clear that the iNote will not tell you whether it's genuine or counterfeit. And the bills, most of them that we laid down on the desk, the iNote told us what the denomination was based on how it was printed. So these guys are really good at printing their counterfeit money, that is for sure.
Exactly. The iNote was specifically designed to assist in denominating currency, the Federal Reserve notes.
I would also point out that the feature, the Intaglio tactile feature that exists currently on U.S. currency, the distinctive raised printing is a very, very effective deterrent for counterfeiting, to be able to allow people to identify whether a note is real or not simply using the Intaglio feel of the raised printing. So that is a feature that's been on currency for many, many years, and that will continue to be on currency. It's actually required by law. So, you know, coupled with the features that are put on currency as someone physically touches it, if somebody feels that the currency is not real, then they should take alternate processes to determine if the currency is real or not. But using the camera on the phone were solely based on the imagery that we're seeing to determine the denomination of the currency, not to determine the authenticity.
Well, I can tell you that by just touching some of those bills, just by feel alone, it's amazing how terrible they feel. I mean, they really feel terrible compared to regular, genuine notes.
Right, Steve, and since you do work in a bank, there a lot of the bank tellers, that's exactly how they are able to detect counterfeit notes, is by the touch of the intaglio printing on the notes themselves.
When we were just kind of getting on the phone, you asked me what my opinion of the iNote was, and I want to kind of deal with a couple of concerns that I have. And one of them is that the app seems to be a little sensitive on how that bill is positioned. I believe that it requires about 50-51% of the bill being visible to the camera, but I have found that the bill has to be really flat on the desk or table before the iNote will correctly identify it. And that is a problem. If you pull it out of your billfold, it's not going to be flat.
What we have done in the development of the application is we have to balance between a note that's in circulation, a note that somebody might be holding in their hand. The testing that we've done clearly has done testing with the note held in somebody's hand, but we do have to capture a significant portion of the image in order to assure that we are denominating it, and that the ability of the software to detect the note, we cannot account for every single type of physical condition that we would account for. If the note is not denominated, it's just, someone can try again to denominate the note. Because there is no special alignment as some of the special currency readers use. So a currency reader would have a special alignment. You would actually line it up on a guide, put it into the device, press a button, and it would tell you what it is. We're dealing with a spatial orientation between the phone itself and the actual note, which is a much more difficult set of imagery processing that we have to do all on the phone itself with the processors that are on the phone.
One of the things that I thought was kind of cool about the app was the fact that it told you whether it was the front or the back of the bill. And my wife is sighted, and she has this thing that she wants all of her bills, facing the same direction. But with the app, it doesn't tell me whether I've got Lincoln upside down or right side up. Is that a possibility to add that in addition to telling you whether it was the front or the back of the note?
Well, at this time, we can certainly take that as a feature request, but the reason that we put the front or back on there is because we're already detecting that anyway, because our imagery library has to have the fronts and backs of the notes. But we did output the front or the back with the spoken mode, because in some vending applications, you have to know whether it's face up or down. So we just output that as an additional feature in the spoken mode. But trying to determine if it's up, face up, head up or head down, that's something that we can certainly take in, but it's not something that we're currently looking at adding as a feature for.
Okay. Well, in my playing with the app, maybe I'm just dense, but I've not been able to figure out how to get it to switch into the mode to go from speaking the amount to the private mode. The instructions tell you to flick right or left, and I get clicks. And I am running an iPod Touch, if that's a platform that would make a difference.
Hey, are you running the phone in the voiceover mode?
Yes.
Okay. The instructions that we have on inote.gov address how to switch between the spoken and audible mode. It has to do with the way that Apple exposes their accessibility feature to software developers. So the easiest way that we have explained in our instruction set, again at inote.gov, is to take the phone out of voiceover mode, flick left or right to put it into the vibrate mode, and then put the phone back into voiceover mode. Now, with the current release of the iOS operating system, the home button can be set to switch off in and out of voiceover very quickly instead of having to navigate the whole menu. So what we have been told by various advocacy groups that we've spoken to is that most people that are blind or visually impaired would set their phone up to do this, because other applications need to be taken out of voiceover mode, or, as one person explained it to us, if you leave it in voiceover mode, it might go off in the middle of the night and just start speaking to you, and you wouldn't want to hear that. So if the phone is set to have the home button. It's you hit it fast three times. Triple click home is the actual feature within the Apple operating system. That switches the phone in and out of voiceover mode very quickly. So if you're in voiceover mode, you do, and you have that button set to switch in and out of voiceover, you just triple click home the button three times. The phone tells you that voiceover is on or off. You would flick left or right. You would feel you would hear the beeps on an iPod Touch because it doesn't have the vibrator that
right.
the phone mm-hmm. does. Then you would just put it back into voiceover mode for regular operation.
What about the flash? Do you utilize the flash in the camera on the iPhone if there is not enough light?
Actually, we do not. We had thought when we were first using the iPhone 3G and 3GSs for development before the iPhone 4 was released, that the lack of a flash would be a detriment. However, once we saw the iPhone 4 with the flash, as it turns out, the flash is actually a hindrance. The flash actually makes the note turn white. So we actually disabled the flash. So if there is not enough light, then the note would not be denominated. But the flash itself actually hinders the process because it creates too much light and the note becomes washed out and it wouldn't be able to be identified.
Very interesting. All right. Well, you guys have jumped into a very interesting area with the iPhones and the iPads and the iPod Touches. And there's a lot of interest from blind and visually impaired people in this iOS operating platform because of the tremendous amount of accessibility that is provided. And it's just been real exciting to see all of the development of the different apps and to see what people are going to come up with and make happen with this new technology. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, the Bureau is very excited to be a part of it as well.
Well, thanks for taking time to come on the show. We appreciate you doing that. And again, give us the webpage and the email address if people want more information and want to give you feedback.
It's inote.gov. They can send us an email at inote@BEP.gov.
All right, Don and Peter, thanks again for coming on the program with us, and we wish you continued luck with the iNote app.
Thank you for having us, Steve. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
If you want to download this free app, just go to the iTunes App Store and do a search for iNote. That's EYENOTE. And if you have comments about the app or suggestions, please feel free to send your feedback to Don and Peter. I'm Steve Bauer. Monday.